How you doing?
Thank you.
Well, hello.
Right. Coach opened up practice before practice. He said, when asked if you play exclusively at quarterback, he said, wherever the team seems fit. How do you interpret that?
I just do what I'm told and work as hard as I possibly can to do the best job I can with whatever I'm asked to do.
You expect to catch a pass out there today?
If need be, Tim? Are you willing to play tight end if need be?
I'm going
to
do what Coach asked me to do.
Tim, your
reaction, obviously you know Aaron pretty well and you've known him for 6-7 years now. What was your reaction to everything that happened over the last 6 weeks?
Well, it was heartbreaking and it was sad, and you know, we've been advised, as I'm sure y'all have heard a bunch of times, you know, not to comment on the ongoing legal investigation, and so I'm not going to comment further, but it's just heartbreaking and sad, and all my thoughts and prayers go out to all the families that were involved.
Is it shocked just knowing him? I mean, just knowing the guy and having gone to college with him and everything else?
Yeah, I understand why. You have to, you know, ask all the questions, and you know that's part of doing your job. And you know, part of mine is listening to instruction. We've been talking about it. So,
have you had any contact with him?
we've been asked not to talk about it. So,
what about today, Tim? What was it like getting out on the field? You caught a pass in a drill. You're doing a lot of different things, it looks like.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun to get out here and really start practice. And we, you know, it's our fourth practice, and everyone's, I feel like, has gotten better. But this is the first one with everybody out here, and it was a lot of fun. You know, you got a great coaching staff, great players, getting to, you know, watch one of the best to ever play the game, and Tom. So it's been a lot of fun for me.
Tim, as far as your workload, is all of it coming with a quarterback, or are you being incorporated already into other positions in terms of the playbook demands and the meetings?
I'm just doing what I'm asked, but so far I've been strictly in the QB room.
Tim, is it interesting to be in a place where the players are asked to maybe speak a little bit less, coming from New York where everybody wanted to talk to you and you pretty much had free reign?
You know, it's nice to be advised on things and to, you know, I feel like I have it structured, and I, you know, just, you know, I'm going to do what they ask me to do, and I feel like, you know, it goes with everybody on the team, and we really, you know, feel like are buying into what they're asking us to do.
Do you feel like there's more though, isn't it? Do you feel like there's more focus on football here?
You know, I can't speak for everybody. I can just speak for myself. And, you know, I'm focused on what they're asking me to do. I'm focused on getting better every day. I'm focused on, you know, working as hard as I can and getting better.
In what ways has being around Tom Brady made you better?
Well, he's one of the best of all time, and you get to watch him, you get to sit in meetings with him, talk to him, come out here and, you know, train together, and, you know, there's a lot of different ways, so you pick up a lot of good things, a lot of good traits.
How would you explain your relationship with Tom?
I feel like we have a great relationship. You know, I felt like we've had a good relationship over the last few years, playing against each other and talking here and there, but I feel like it'll obviously grow being on the same team.
Tim, do you feel like last year was
criticism that Urban Meyer's been getting about running an outlaw program in Florida?
Well, I feel like Coach Meyer is a great man, one of the best I've had the privilege of being around. He is someone that not only tries to win football games, he's someone that tries to invest in young men's lives and help young men grow, and he cares very deeply about that, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so close to him and why I'm proud of him.
Do you feel like the team there got a bad reputation for a... You know, unfair reputation?
Yeah, I'm not worried about the reputation that they had. I'm just worried about, you know, my actions, what I can control. And it's my attitude, my effort, my focus. That's what I'm going to worry about.
Do you feel like last year was a wasted year for you, career-wise?
I feel like in every situation is a learning opportunity in life, not only football, but in everything you do in life. There are ups, there's downs, there's learning opportunities, there's praise, and there's criticism, and you got to learn to handle everything.
Was it frustrating last year?
It's this year, and we just had the first team practice with the New England Patriots, and I feel like it went pretty well, and I was excited about
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's trying to focus on football. How much easier is that to do now that you're actually playing football?
Well, you know, when everybody's here, you're meeting all day, you're practicing, you're lifting together, it definitely makes it easier, and it's good to be around a bunch of guys that love the game.
Do you get the chants from the fans chanting your last name? What's your reaction to that?
I try not to listen to it. Just focus on, you know, whether I'm in there or whether I'm watching, getting something out of that rep.
Tim, you had a couple picks.
Last time you practiced in pouring rain, I remember, in training camp,
You generate a lot of news by running off the field without your shirt. You didn't think about that at all. Maybe that was.
Do I think about that at all? No, I don't think about that.
Just all the created, and maybe you wouldn't. You think twice about doing that again.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. It was just focused on whatever I could do at this practice, not anything that happened last year.
You Tim, you had a couple picks. Man of deep faith. Do you think that's going to help play a role in the healing process here?
I can't speak for everyone else on the team, but for me, that plays a part in everything that I do in life, everything that I have to handle in life. It's not only a part of me, it's who I am, and it's the biggest part of me.
Has anybody come to you for a little bit of guidance?
Yeah, I'm not going to, discuss relationships in the locker room or anything that goes on, but I feel like, for me, this has been a great fit so far, and I'm proud to be here.
Tim, how would you evaluate how the practice went today? I know towards the end you had a couple picks in some of the live drills. Is that being comfortable or not being comfortable enough?
Yeah, I felt pretty good out there. Felt like I made some good decisions. I got to keep improving every single day, and we'll go watch a film and we'll get better from it. But I felt good about the practice.
You didn't sign here till June.
So, say that again.
Were you concerned? I mean, you didn't sign here till June. That maybe the team wasn't going to step up and sign you. You're starting to get a little worried at that point.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that right now. I'm just worried about being here and being a New England Patriot. And it was a great first day. And focused on my relationships in the locker room. Focused on getting better. Focused on learning the playbook. And that's my focus right now. It's not looking back. Anything that happened last year, anything that happened this summer, it's moving forward.
You think this is your last NFL opportunity? You think this is your last NFL opportunity?
Tim, what's the dynamic between you and Tim. Ryan and Mallett? Tom Brady's obviously the starter. Would you consider it a victory if you win the backup job?
I'm not worried about anything that I can't control. I'm worried about what I can't control. And what I can't control is I'm going to go in this weight room and I'm going to get a good workout. Then we're going to go to meetings and maybe eat a little food in between.
What about the dynamic, though, between you and Mallett?
Do you think it's your last opportunity to be a starter in the NFL?
I'm focused on today, getting better today. Not anything that's going to happen, down the road, but today. And I think as a football player, as a competitor, you have to have that attitude.
Do you feel pressure?
No, I'm focused on getting better every day.
You feel
that's
you still
it, guys. That's it, guys. Are you going to be?